Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha-Shoichet, Echot B'yayif, U'shnayim B'behem, Mashkitosek Shera, which is Mashmoni B'di-Yavid. B'di-Yavid, if you have a knife, and you shecht one of the two simonim, or else by behema you shecht both of the simonim, it's ksher, it's kosher, but mashmoni b'di'evid. And that's the most question, why only b'di'evid? Look, even the chetchila, that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that a knife, it's enough to shecht one of the two simonim, and by behema you have to shecht both simonim. Then the Mishnah says, v'rubai shelechot kumo, that roiv of the simon is like no simon. By oif, you don't have to shecht the whole simon. It's enough to shecht roi of a majority of the simon. That's also rubik akula. Rabbi Yuduaim, by behem also. Rabbi Yuduaim, Rabbi Yudu says, Achi yishchot esavridin. He holds by oifis, it's not enough just to cut one of the simonim, either the corner of the veshet, the windpipe, or the food pipe, but you also have to cut the vridin. Rashi says that's the chuti etzaver. That's like the veins there by the neck. There's a lot of blood there. And you have to cut it, we'll see in the Gemara, not so much al silcha shita, but al silcha smalicha. In order to get the blood out, you have to cut there also. Now what's going to be chatzi echad b'yif? Let's say by a bird, you only cut half of the simon, or echad v'chatzi b'behema. By a behema, you only shechted one and a half simonim. Shkitasa p'sula, that's no good. Because by if you have to have at least roiv of one, and by behema, you have to have roiv of two. If you only have a half of one, it's not enough. One and a half is no good. Now, roiv echad b'yif, for roiv shnayim b'behema, again, shkitasa k'shera. If we have roiv by oif, or roiv by behema, that's also enough. And the Gemara asks the question, the Kruvah learned this narration, what does it have to repeat itself for? Now the Gemara asks the question, it says, Ha-Shoichet, Mash Medievad in L'Kathil Eloi, that Medievad, if you shechted, or one by oif, or two by behema, it's good. Samura says, Shnayim b'behema L'Kathil Eloi, if you shechted two of the simonim by behema, that's no good l'chatchila. If so, at kamalishchet v'leizel, how much more do you have to shecht? There's nothing else to shecht. So why, how can the Mishnah say it's only b'di'evid? Because if you shecht both simonim, the veshet and the kono, how could you say it's only b'di'evid? What more can you do to make it l'chatchila? So we're into the boy simon. If you want to tell you, a'echot b'yoyt is going on one by bird. That is kosher to shecht one simon by a bird. It's only b'di'evid. But mashmul l'chatchila, you should shecht both simonim. The Rashi says that l'chidchil atzuchu rabbonim tava, l'chid rabbonim said you have to shecht both of them. Mishum achok al aveiro. V'boyesem, another pshat is aruba shlechot kemo. That the Mishnah says roiv is enough, that's also only b'di'evid. But l'chidchil you should shecht the whole simon. The Omer Rav Kano, minayin l'shchit tishim min atzav. B'chlal, how do we know that shchit has to be from the neck? Like we said, from the bottom of the neck, not on the back of the neck, but on the front of the neck, menagoyrin, how do we know that's the makom hashchita? Shneimar, because the pasuk says, v'shochat es ben habokor, you should shecht the bokor by korban, it says this, so idashin mimokim shesach, at the place where it bends over, it's just a kofef, at the place like with the head, where the neck, where it bends down, choteyu, that's where you should be machshirit, choteyu mizrash shesach shirei lachilam, that's where you should do something to metire it, to make it heter achila. Loshon choteyu means to make it kosher. Samura says, Mimai, how do you know the high choteyu lishna the tchuyuhu? How do you know it's loshon of a shochat that b'mokim shesach choteyu? How do you know choteyu means loshon of cleaning it, of making it kosher? Because another pasuk in Mikra that says, v'chitei es habayis, you should clean out the bayis. So you see, v'chitei is loshon of cleaning out. See also, the shochat means the place where it bends over, where the neck is, that's where you should shecht it, to metire it, to clean it, to give it a texture teat. If you voice him, if you want, the Yaakov in this post can tell me that says, Tichateinu b'ezoiv via Torah, like clean it out with an ezo, when you become Torah, you see a loshon of chateinu means like cleaning it out. So our core point was saying, how do we know the mokum mashchit is by the neck? Is because it says loshon v'shochat means the mokum shesach, at the place where the behema bends over. By its neck it bends over. Now, for the more we aim, why don't I say miznovoi? If so, maybe it means by the tail. That's where the tail also bends over. So Mercy says kishurites when he wants to. So maybe you have to shecht off the tail. Maybe that's the makom hashchita. So Mercy says no. Sach mechlal shezokif binan. It has to be that sometimes it's up. Just now it's bent down. Vusach v'yoyme, the tail is always downwards. That's not the makom to make the shechita. Vusach v'yoyme do. Furthermore, still v'yema mi oznoi. Maybe the makom to make the shechita is by his ears. Rashi says shukof is also bent over when he wants to. Samar says no. To cut off the ears, binyan dam hanefesh v'leka. Avad the shechita has to be by the dam hanefesh. Rashi says do v'kodeshim k'siv. For Dama Nefesh, Binul Zrika, you have to have the Dama for Zrika of the Korban. It has to be the Dama Nefesh, meaning this blood, when it runs, the Behema dies because of it. So if you cut the ear off, over there, the Behema doesn't die from its blood. Therefore, by ear, cannot be the Mokka Mashchita. For the Gemara, still, why not? For Yehema, maybe you have to start cutting by the ears, but the Korav Yozla Dama Nefesh, whenever you have to cut from there, they keep on cutting down, cut in, until you get to the Mokka where the Dama kills it, like where the Dama Nefesh comes out. So that's one question. So from the Pasuk B'Shachar alone, I really do not know where the Makom HaShechita is. I'm not sure, maybe it means from the ear downwards. Pursue another question. Shia, how do we know there's a Psul Shia if you wait? Well, we'll learn about it later on. If you wait in between the Shechita, Jerusalem, you press down, Chalodo, where you have the knife covered up with something, Hagrama, if you shech too high up or too low down, the Yikr, or where the Simonim were already pulled out, where the simonim already were detached from its makom, minon. How do we know these five psulim and shechita? Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara, that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, these five halachas. So I'll tell you the same thing. Shechita min atzava nami gemara. That we make a shechita from the neck, that's also halacha l'moshe misinai, and not from this pasuk. If so, the gemara is so cruel on my yos. What do we dash from this pasuk b'shochat? Still, what do we learn from this pasuk of b'shochat? Tomorrow says, to learn Lishav Yigistra. The Chiddush is, you should not make it into a Gistra. Means they're not cut the head off completely. Rashi says, Shlo Yachta Kolam Afrekas, they're not cut the whole backbone there. Into two, Dochi Mashma Chiteyu, means Hoitzi has done it, take out the blood. Vesula, you're not more. That's the Lashon of a Shochad. Don't make more than you have to, don't cut more than the two Simonim. Don't go to continue the rest of the Afrekas. Another pshat Rashi says is that Leila Shavi Gistra means Shla Yidrois, to not press down with the knife. Aye, that's one of the lochas of Shechita, which is a loch l'mashim Sinai. So Rashi says some of them take a say in the psukim. So according to this, there's no real issa of cutting through the whole neck, but rather just not to make a drosa, to not press down with the knife. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yehma says like this, that Omakra, the Pasuk says, again, we're trying to learn out, how do we know where the Makom HaShechita is? So Rav Yehma wanted to say it's from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vizovachta, you should make a Shechita. So we darshim mimokim shezav choteyu. The place where it drips from, that's the place where you should make a Shechita. So Rashi doesn't mean shedomoy zav, means if you cut it by its neck, the dam, the blood will drip out. So Mora says, first of all, my mashmigan, how do we know daichi tei lishna de metabru? How do we say now vizavachta means loshen of breaking it? How do we know it means loshen of breaking it? Rashi says choteyu means shavreyu kolayim choteyu, cut it. So adashi now, like me mokim shazav, the place where it drips from, choteyu, break it. So how do we know that choteyu means loshen of the metabru, breaking? Because the pasuk says al teiru v'al teiches, don't be afraid and don't break. So that's loshen teiches. Means to chay chateyu, means to break it there. Freddy Morris still the aima michaitmoy, maybe means from its nose. If you want to know what drips, the nose also always drips. So Morris says no. Zav ayidei chitoy binin. He wants to have something that drips only because you cut it, you break it. That's like you cut the shchita, you make a shchita of a mokum of the neck by the simonim, that causes the dam to drip out. But for how you know the nose of the animal, zav melev, it drips by itself. Therefore, that's not the makom to shechita, to cut by its nose. So, more still, yes, we aim, why don't I say meliboy? When I say maybe it means to cut it by its heart. Rashi says, liboy, im toko boy sakin uzav dam arbay. If you stab it with your knife by the heart of the animal, it'll also drip out a lot of blood. So, maybe the makom to make the shechita is by the heart. So, more still, again, the famous question. Vesu, secondly, shia, how do we know there's a psul shia not to wait in between the shechita? Shia also not to press down with the knife. Chalod, not to have the knife covered with something, like we'll see later. Hagrom, how do we know not to shech too high up? The yikr of the simonim are detached already, or uprooted. How do we know there's a psul? Minolon? Ela, what do you have to answer? Gemara. All these things are Allah al Mashim is seen there to Gemara. If so, shechita min atzava nami Gemara. Havada, that we know the makom to make the shechita is by its neck, That's also halacha Moshe Sinai, and not from Sukkim. If so, what do we do with this pasuk of Izavachta v'krola mayasa? Again, it comes the l'shavi gistra. Again, the tukshatim either means do not cut it completely through its neck. Don't cut the backbone also. Or else the second shot means do not make it rasa. Do not press down with the knife. Another more says the very Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Rabbi Yishmael learned the pasuk says v'shachat is al tikri v'shachat ele v'shachat. Do not reach a v'shachat, but rather v'shachat, meaning to say mimokem shesach. From the place where it talks, Rashi says Shemaitzi Koil, like by its voice box, that's where you should make the Shechita. Mimokim Shesach, where the voice comes out, Chotayu, that's where you should make the Shechita. That's by the neck. So Rashi says, V'aim, if so, why not say Milishoinoi? Maybe by its tongue? The tongue also helps you to talk. So maybe by the tongue, that's the Mokim to make the Shechita. Cut off its tongue. So Rashi says, no, that's a Svara Binum Dama Nefesh Velekom. Avad, you have to cut in the place where the dam of the nefesh will come out, and here you don't have the dam of nefesh. Masil says, why don't I say, Tekora v'yozel adam nefesh? Maybe start cutting by its tongue, and continue cutting down until you get to the place where all the dam of nefesh will die from it. And again, v'su, secondly, shia, how do we know there's a psul of shia? Trosa, chaloda, groma, v'yikra, minoh, how do we know all these psulim, the five psul mashchita? Ela, what do you have to answer again? Gemara. Avad et halachol Moshe Misinai, ischata yeshchita minatzav anami gemara. That that you make a shchita from its neck is also halachol Moshe Misinai, not from a posik. If so, again the krol amayos. What do we do with this post of the dashin that v'shochat hidashin? It says v'shochat el v'shochat. What do we do v'shochat the mayoso? Again, the Lord l'shavi gisra. The posik is teach us. Make a shchita just to get the dam out, but not to have to cut straight through the mafrekis, or else the second shot does not make a drosa. So that's b'kitza, how we know the mokum shchita is through halacha l'moshe Misinai. Now the Gemara says, v'tono ma'isele mihocho. There's a tano. In Rashi says, in Teres Kanim, that learns out this lima from this pasuk. As before, we had the Amaroyim, they wanted to bring down psukim and didn't come out, so they came out to halacha l'moshe Misinai. But there's a Tana in Teres Kanim, three dashnas from a posik. And the Tana learns like this. The Tana we learned, Rabbi Chiyu Eimer, Minayin l'shchita v'natzav. How do we know that the shchita should be by its neck? Shneim the posik says, V'orku b'nei Aaron HaKohanim es hanesochim. That the b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, they should put in place to the sochim, the pieces of the meat. Meaning to say, when you come to burn the korban, so after you have the pieces sliced up already, now you have to go burn them. So it says that the orko, they should set it up in place, but they are not kind of messed on the sochim. Now, Shane Tom learned the process does not have to say, it's talking about by korban oilo. By korban oilo, the whole thing is burnt, but we know first you have to slice it into pieces, and then we burn the pieces. So now, by korban oilo, Shane Tom learned the process does not have to say, as harosh v'yasa poder, the head and the fat, do not have to say to burn that. If so, Matam Loim, what does the Pasuk have to say? Matam Loim as a Rosh V'as a Peder. What does he have to say also to burn the head and the fats? The Chorb Shita. Samara says, but the question is like, V'aloi Rosh U'podor V'chlal Kol HaNesachim. That's also part of all the Nesachim. The Pasuk says, V'yokub V'nayarn HaKan HaMesan Nesachim, means all the pieces of the meat. So Pshita, part of the pieces is the head and the fats. If so, what do I have to have a special Pasuk for to say? As a Rosh V'as a Podar. Samara says, Loma Yotzu, so how can the Pasuk goes out separately to tell us you have to also burn the Rosh and the Podar? Samara explains, L'fi Shenem, because the Pasuk says, V'hiv shet es oilo v'nosach. You should fillet the oilo, meaning v'hiv shet means take off the skin, and v'nosach and cut up into pieces. Maybe what do you have to burn? Only the pieces that you first have to fillet, you take off the skin. So the rest of the body that you have to skin it first and then slice it, those are called in the sochim that you have to burn. But minayin l'rabbi says harosh. How do I know to say the head also has to be burnt? Shekvar hutas, it was already chopped off. Meaning to say you do not fillet, you do not have to skin it. The skin on the head stays on it. So if so, maybe that's not part of the mitzvah of burning the head. On this Talmud, the Pasuk has to say no. As the Rosh V'yes Pidroi V'yorach, separately that you also have to burn the head also. So Rashi explains that minayin l'rabbis hainot to include b'chlal l'aricho, that you have to put on top of the fire gamis arosh, even the head also, which is sheinu b'chlal hafshot, it's not b'chlal skinning it. Shreihutas b'shchit is very cut off b'shah shchit. Rashi means to say kredim hafshoto, the chivon d'nechtecho simonim, since you cut the simonim korol lehutas, from the shekol chiyusa tolubem, all the chiyus of the animals told him the simon, and therefore kamunach b'dikla domi. If so, how do we know to be marbidis? That's the posuk here, as a rosh v'as a ped, you have to burn them also. Now, me the comes, this is the posuk, since the more says, as a rosh the head, shekvar hutu is already chopped off already, mechlal d'shchitim in a tzavar. Like, since we darshin to say, that, like, the reason why we need a posuk here is, because otherwise I would have thought to say, since the head was cut off already from before, when was the head cut off from before? It must be, that's where the mokum ha-shchitim is. Here's the proof that the shchitah is the makom of the tzavra, that you cut off the head. That's a proof from our pasuk that the shchitah should be the makom of tzavra. Now, the Torah more explains now. The Torah, this brayse started off, pasuk b'rosh hapod, it started off to say, with the head and with the fat. On Messiah, it ends off with loshna b'rosh hapidroi. So how come? Like, why does the pasuk say rosh hapidroi? So my answer is, hokikom, this is what it means to say. Minayin the rabbi says a rosh kvahutus. How do we know to be marb? Even the head was already chopped off. Talmud, the pasuk says that's a rosh v'yasa peder, the head and the fats. Now the rosh v'pidro lomeli. Why is the pasuk have to say rosh v'pidro for the extra like roshoi, the extra vov is mi lomeli mi boiler? We need like a time like we learned that minayin. How do we know to say la rosh v'peder shekoyd min lechol anasochim? How do we know to say it's supposed to burn first the head and its fat before you burn the rest of the pieces of meat? Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Es roisha v'es pidra v'yorach." Meaning to say that this comes first, v'yorach. That first you have to burn the head and the fats, and then you burn the rest of the pieces. Now the Gemara says, "Uped the kamud or the kosvach mon olomli." The first pasuk says, "Uped."